Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
The older I get, the more difficult it is to read maps. The same is true of the instructions for self-assemble furniture. Hoi. And don't even bring up the topic of operating the remote for a DVD player. I'll just ask my five-year-old. Even when I'm in a shopping centre or somewhere that has a map saying you are here, it still takes me ages to work out how to get to where I want to be and where here actually is. Ugh. And am I the only person that still gets lost when using a sat-nav? Seriously, I'm U-turning all the time. Of course, as a man, I'm programmed not to ask for directions. For that would be, well, to admit that I'm lost. And yes, the world's view of the stereotypical male is a bit politically incorrect, actually, these days. By the way, our UK correspondent suggested to us that maybe it was a woman who wrote that the children of Israel wandered around the desert for 40 years, because even then, men wouldn't ask for directions. Okay, we know that's not factually correct, but it's an interesting thought. In reality, God was showing them the way through nothing less than extraordinary signs, a cloud during the day and a cloud of fire during the night. Everyone saw it. We're talking tens of thousands of witnesses, although their rebellion meant a longer journey. So the answer to the initial dilemma I proposed, when we're lost, isn't it much better that instead of giving us directions, the person we ask actually says, hey, I'll show you. Oh yeah. One of the ancients, King David, wasn't too proud to say, show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. It's in Psalm 25. Obviously, David came to know whose ways were better and more fulfilling. Of course, because we have free will, there are times when we think we know best how to live our lives and we decide to go our own way. It may take us some time to find that we have taken the wrong road, but God is still there, ready to show us the way if and when we ask. Well, he's a gentleman. He doesn't force his way on anyone. The good news is, and when we obey him, every path he guides us on is fragrant with his loving kindness and truth. Now that's the road I want to be on. I'm Aaron Wright.